Let's go to the KRDO news line. And we were bringing you the news just moments ago about the death of Prince Philip, dead at the age of 99, dying last Friday. Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent. This death and the services and the 8 days of mourning, this has to be topping the news in Britain.
Very much so, certainly over the weekend. But it's kind of sharing today the top line with yet another lifting of restrictions today here. So the first time in about, 3 months, a little over 3 months, you can actually go to a pub and have a drink in a beer garden, if they have a beer garden. Can't go inside. That doesn't happen until next month. But, yes, still more information on Philip. We have the various children and grandchildren of Philip either releasing statements or, in the case of yesterday, being interviewed, some of them, Andrew, Edward being interviewed as well, Charles as well. We're seeing more of that as we head towards Saturday, and we'll be getting more information as we get closer to that. Saturday going to be very, very private, though. Just about 30 people allowed into St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle, and it will be televised, though, and that's how just about everybody here is going to be watching this thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that they knew the monarchy, that they knew Prince Philip. He was known for many things. But I think after his death, at least for us Yanks, learning so much about, you know, his childhood and how he grew up in this very transient sort of existence, a member of essential royalty, but basically being shuttled around and not really having a home.
We had the coup in Greece, and they were kind of pushed out, and they kind of were living in exile in France. And as you say, Philip was kind of bounced around, finally went to a private school in Scotland where he kind of got some grounding. But, a few years later, when he finally met with who will eventually be his future wife, a lot of people in the higher ranks of society in Britain kind of looked down at him simply because they said, look, he's a foreigner, and B, they said he's penniless. So they thought, in a sense, he was devaluing the currency of what the British royal family was all about.
Yeah, but at the same time, he created this family, 4 kids. He established awards for youth in Great Britain. But at the same time, his own family has had problems over the years. And I think there's been a lot of reporting about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So what is the status of their attendance at the funeral?
Yeah, well, the latest is Harry flew in. He's now staying out at Frogmore Cottage. It is the place where we all thought about a year ago that he and Meghan were going to settle down and kick back and have their life over here, but not the case, as you well know. So he will be attending on Saturday. Meghan is staying at home. She's pregnant, and she's going to take care of Archie. And I would guess, given kind of the tone in the UK, it's probably a good thing that she's staying away as well, because she's seen as a point of dissension at this critical point here of the funeral and the family trying to get back together. Maybe there could be some coming together between William and Harry. We'll have to wait and see on that. But again, that is more fodder for the tabloids over here.
Funerals can be a time of reconciliation. They can also be a time of even greater family strife sometimes. So, the royal family, they may have royalty, but they're probably just like a lot of other families dealing with that. Certainly, though, a nation in mourning, and, for all of his service, he's recognized worldwide. Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent, reporting for us from London. Thank you.
Take care.